Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Eileen Spitlani is back with, ladies and gentlemen. She's the brownie lady. She's the co-founder of Fairy Tale Brownies. And she joined us last year, told us a little bit about what they were doing, and I asked her to come back. I said, give us a few months and come back and let us know how things are going. Eileen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Eileen, I said something in the opening segment when I told the audience you were coming. I misspoke. I said I called you a startup, and I guess I was getting so, you know, worked up over brownies that I completely forgot the fact you guys have been around for a long time, haven't you?
We have since 92. So well, 18 years in business this year.
Congratulations. Well, you know, I kind of go numb when I start thinking about brownies, especially with pecans in it, when brownies have pecans in them. See, I think it ought to be against the law for a brownie not to have pecans in it.
We do have pecan brownies.
You do? Oh, good.
Yes, but that's
in fact,
one
you
of
sent,
12
you sent
flavors.
Me some brownies last time. And they were delicious, the ones
Thank
you sent
you.
Me last time. And I appreciate that very much. In fact, I got into trouble because I didn't want to share them with folks in my office here. So,
we'll change that this time. It's in the pecan box and the Aldi's for everybody else's box.
There you go. Okay, so talk to us about how business has been. Now, when we talked last, you know, we were still dealing with some pretty tough economy. And how have things picked up for you guys? Have they picked up in the last year?
Yes, we are growing this year. It's still down a little bit from 2 years ago, but we've taken some things and we've got some innovative things coming out this fall, and we've been working on growing our off-season sales, and something I mentioned to you is we're just trying to get a little more creative, too, with our marketing, and we've been getting a lot into social marketing and things that we can do ourselves in-house to save money, but to spread the word about Fairy Tale Brownies.
What did you have to do in the last 2 years to survive?
Well, the first thing we had to do after the holidays, because we were very fourth quarter driven, so after the holidays 2008, basically just pulled out the expense accounts in highest to lowest, you know, what we spend the most on to the least down, and started going through those vendors and found out where we could cut, where we could negotiate, where we could change, and we saved a lot of money doing that. Some of the things we've been able to put back in place. We did a year of cleaning our building ourselves. That was a little rough for us, but it was worth doing and showed how we could pull together. But so now we run a little bit differently, which is good, and I think it was a good thing for all of us. But also, we've been able to start growing again, so we're ready to invest in the business. And one of the exciting things I just mentioned to you is we're going to come out with a fairy tale cookie, two flavors
this
fall. A
cookie?
Yeah.
What kind of a cookie?
We're going to have two flavors. Oh, and thank goodness one of them does have pecan.
Oh, good. Like a Toll House
cookie? We're going to have a caramel pecan and a double chocolate.
Can't you put pecans in the double chocolate, too?
Well, we've decided not to.
I need to be on one of your focus groups up there.
Okay, he would get you. So to spread the word and to get the excitement to start going, we have a blog on our website. So if you were to visit our brownie blog today, you'd actually could see photos from this last photo shoot. And it's just kind of fun, too, you know, to see what goes into a photo shoot for a small business and all the work to make brownies and cookies look good.
But how many employees do you have?
We, right now, off-season, we are at about 34 employees, and then during the holidays, we will be over 100.
Wow.
Because the baking team grows.
See, I don't understand this seasonal thing. Why are brownies seasonal? I mean,
because
this is something people should eat all year long.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's talk about that.
From my mouth to God's ears, right?
because of gift-giving. You know, we have great packaging and everything custom designed, so a lot of companies call us just once a year, and that's for holiday gifts.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
We're trying to change that. We're getting into wholesale sales, so we're starting to get into retailers outside Arizona. We've gotten into some primarily first in California. We're in Arizona.
Of course, you've got a food product, so that's an extra degree of difficulty because you got to deal with all the food regulations, right?
Food safety. Yeah, but we've been kind of operating. It's kind of one of those things we've always thought about. Start small, you know, think big. So we've always had good food safety procedures and policies.
But there are a lot of small businesses in the last 10 years that have been started with food items. I know a lot of folks, cheese straws and salsas and salad dressings and things like that. A lot of people have been doing that, and it's become kind of an industry, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I think people want to have food with the story because, you know, we all grew up eating certain things that remind us of family members,
right. homemade
where we used to live. And,
yeah, exactly.
So I think people really love food with a story, and it can be a little daunting at first, but usually if you go to, say, your local health department, they can give you the regulations of how to start, you know, baking or cooking in your kitchen, and then there's software and... we help people ourselves, David and I. You know,
thank you for that. Well, you know, there are a lot of areas that have regional commercial kitchens.
Yes,
a lot of incubators. There are some incubators out there that have commercial kitchens, and you can go there and prepare your food, you know, once a week or once a month, and you know, build it, make it in advance if you can, and bottle it. And these kitchens are pre-approved by the government, aren't they?
Yeah, which is great. Like either by the FDA or USDA, whatever you're doing. Yeah, we started in a catering kitchen, and we were lucky to find a catering kitchen we could go to at night, because sometimes that's a big challenge with somebody who's got their passion and their recipe but nowhere to make it.
Right. No, that's exactly right. That happens in a lot of places. Another thing that I want to talk about, and we'll do this in the next segment, Eileen, is the way you've expanded your social media activity, some of the things that you've done. I know you mentioned that you have a blog. And so when we come back after the next break, I want you to talk to us a little bit about what you've done as a small business to incorporate social media into how you grow your business and what's worked and what hasn't worked. And in the meantime, though, we're going to take a quick break. But Eileen, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
It's brownies.com,
www.brownies.com. Wow, that's great. No wonder you've been around a long time. You got that way back then. Yeah, about that? Brownies.com. It's that simple, folks. And she and I will be right back. Eileen Spitlani, she's the co-founder of Fairy Tale Brownies. Stay with us.
Wondering why, when everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all down. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Oh, by the way, don't forget to check out the poll question on the homepage of smallbusinessadvocate.com. We always have a different question up every week, and you can read the question and click on the answer that you choose and submit it, and that's all you have to do. And we'll compile that and post the response there and let you know how things turn out. And we're visiting with Eileen Spitlani, who is a co-founder of Fairy Tale Brownies. That website is brownies.com. And Eileen, one of the things you were telling us, and by the way, congratulations on 18 years in business. That's a great success story. But you were telling us, we were going to tell us as we went to break about how you're using social media. This is a really important topic for a lot of small business owners because they get the feeling, we sometimes get the feeling we should be involved in social media, but we're trying to find out how to make it not be a waste of time, how to make it provide a return on the investment.
The one thing to know first before you do kind of get into it is just the keywords that work for your type of business or industry. So with Fairy Tale Brownies, we know whether it's with a an email, a tweet, a search engine optimization, a blog, whatever. There's certain keywords we need to have in our copy or right. headline that'll get the search engines to pull it and put it higher ranking. So you first need to do a little research on that, which you can do, you know, on your own or Google or some inexpensive software compendium right. can help you with that. And so for us, it's things to do with fudgy brownie, brownie online, shop brownies. You know, it's a little bit of it's common sense if you hear me say that, brownie gift. So you probably could think about your business and think about what you need to do. So then say if I was going to write, I mean, I definitely am probably going to, I'm going to blog about my interview this morning, and I'll talk about how we got to share some small business insight about selling brownies online.
And
so
how
once I put that brownies online, it'll help pull it up in its ranking.
And pecans, you'd also write, you'd mentioned the term
yes,
pecan.
Yes, and I'm a pecan,
right? Because you want people to know that you have pecan brownies.
Yes, okay. Yeah, and we would want to talk about the flavors. So it's very good to know the reason why you're doing social networking and not just to do it all, because there are so many things out there. So I guess if you're a great writer, you know, a blog may be more the way for you to go versus, say, Facebook, which is maybe more a conversation. But we do have a Facebook page for Fairy Tale Brownies. And so, again, I mentioned the photo shoot we just had. So the way
What is your page there, so in case people want to go there?
I think we're just Fairy Tale Brownies. Just Fairy Tale Brownies. And it's got
Facebook.
The logo.
Facebook.com/Fairy Tale Brownies?
Yeah, Fairy Tale Brownies face okay. page. The brownie blog is brownies.com/blog.
All right.
Emails, we have keywords and a different type of text above the graphics. That helps it get pulled higher. We do our own search engine optimization. We do have Twitter accounts, but we've also had what is called a tweet up in our bakery, and we'll be having another tweet up that this fall. And that's really
tell us how that works, because I'd like for... What is the one thing from a social media standpoint that you have done that's been successful that you think any small business owner could do?
Well, I think that what any business owner could do, the easiest, what would I say the easiest?
Well, you mentioned the tweet up. What is that?
Well, a tweet up is kind of like having a party, like having a festival, but it's a tweet up. So a tweet up for us meant we invited local people in the Phoenix area to our bakery after hours for a private tour by the owners, ask questions, and then they all got a brownie gift bag to go home.
Right.
So last year we did that.
How did you invite them? By Twitter?
By Twitter. So we only invited by Twitter.
So people who followed you?
So people
local.
Who followed us. So
right.
then what happens is then that, of course, was a wonderful experience for us, for the questions they asked, and for those people.
So, for example,
and they were twittering about it during, but then what it made other people do is it made them want to join, because what if Fairy Tale Brownies does that again? I want to get invited next time.
So if somebody, if you said, okay, for all of you who follow my restaurant or whatever on Twitter, if you'll use this code word when you come in this week, we'll give you a free dessert or free appetizer or something
right,
like that. And that way they would get sort of a benefit of following you on Twitter.
Right. And it could even be a pool service or accounting. You know, if you follow me,
right.
then I'll invite you to my free tax advice workshop.
Right.
Or, you know, you just
whatever
to,
it might be. Yeah.
Whatever
good,
it might be.
Good,
so we're going to do it again. So then what happens is now we have more Twitter accounts, because that kind of
right.
engages more people, increases the interest and awareness.
I'm going to start following you for sure if I get free brownies, of course.
And then we're going to have one this fall again. And another big initiative, and we'll use social networking to help spread the word, is we're raising money to build a playground for kids, and that
right.
costs a lot of money, and so we're going to have a tweet up this
and
fall,
so you're not only
be a different discount.
You're using this to be seen as a community leader too.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Which is important, which is something you want to do, but it's also good for business. So good
yes.
for you for all that. Eileen, this has been fun. I've enjoyed, you've really given us some great information this time.
Sure.
And, of
great.
Course, I'll always love talking about brownies with pecans in them. So,
okay.
And I'm looking forward to those cookies, those new cookies.
Cookies,
the
yes.
caramel pecan cookies, especially.
Yes.
Hey, Eileen, give us brownies.com, right?
Brownies.com or 800-FAIRY-TALE, but brownies.com and Fairy Tale Brownie Facebook page.
Thank you, Eileen. Good luck. Continue good, great success. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.